on the phone now, Zach Pohl, who is the spokesperson for the group We Are the People Coalition. Good evening, Zach. How are you?
I'm great, Cheryl. How are you? Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure to have you. We haven't spoken on the radio on the show before. I'm happy to talk with you as well. First of all, I think it's probably the best place to start is to tell myself and listeners what the We Are the People Coalition is. Who are you?
Yeah, sure. Well, the We Are the People Coalition came together earlier this year. You know, it's primarily a group of seniors, students, workers from every corner of the state fighting to protect Michigan's middle-class families. You know, we had organized some of the big rallies at the state capitol earlier this year to oppose the budget. And now that the budget has been signed, you know, we sort of see the fight to protect the middle class shifting out to legislators' home districts.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no. So, you know, we've been telling elected officials for the last 6 months or so, as this budget process has gone on, you know, not to slash schools by over $500 million, not to raise taxes on seniors by taxing their pensions by over $300 million. And, you know, they didn't get the message. So we've sort of seen this fight shifting out to their home districts. And so we've been, doing these accountability walks in legislators' home districts, literally going door to door, telling folks about how their legislators are voting on some of these important issues when it comes to education and the pension tax. I mean, just today we had about 30 volunteers out in Representative Holly Hughes' district in Muskegon to let voters know how she voted to support the pension tax. We've done about 7 districts so far. We'll be doing about 1 a week throughout the rest of the summer. But we're going to be out there holding legislators' feet to the fire as long as it takes for them to get the message and, standing up for Michigan's middle-class families.
So this is just a grassroots group that got together this year when you saw shifts that weren't going in a direction that you felt they should be going. And am I correct in that analogy?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No. I mean, you know, it's a pretty broad swath. We've got, you know, like I said, you know, seniors, students. There's some progressive organizations, some labor groups, but it truly is a broad cross section of the state of Michigan. I mean, folks are just, you know, sick and tired of, you know, these attacks on, working families in this state. As I said, I mean, this budget, $500 million cut to education at a time when we're trying to rebuild Michigan's economy. We think bottom line is the administration and our elected officials need to get their priorities straight and, start focusing on what they, you know, all ran on a platform of job creation last year. And, you know, here we are in July, and we've seen very little action on jobs in the state, and that needs to change.
What the door-to-door campaign that you're working on now, how are you received when you're doing that? What are the kind of reactions you're getting from people who speak with you?
It's been overwhelmingly positive. You know, it's interesting. We've seen across the board just in very intense opposition, particularly to the cuts to education. I've seen some polls where it's in the high 70s or 80% of the public oppose these cuts to education. Folks get here in Michigan that in order to compete in the 21st century, we need to have a highly educated workforce. You know, we need to be investing in areas like math and science so we can compete with kids in countries like China and India for those high-tech jobs. And pulling $500 million out of education is the wrong way to do that. It's the wrong way to, you know, invest in our economy and our future and get our economy back on track. So when we do go out to the doors and take that message directly to the voters, you know, like I said, we get a strong reaction from folks. And, you know, like I said, intense opposition for those legislators who supported those drastic cuts to our K-12 schools.
And as you said, since the governor did sign the budget yesterday, taking it out in a different direction, so this doesn't feel like a futile effort to you. You're just moving it in a different direction now and taking it more local to the representatives and the senators.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we've said from the get-go that this is a marathon, not a sprint. Mm-hmm. The budget was obviously sort of, you know, a short-term focus, but you know, this is part of a longer ongoing fight to protect the middle class. I mean, year after year, we've seen, politicians coming to, you know, hardworking teachers, police officers, firefighters, you know, the folks who, you know, make Michigan a great place to live and work. They keep coming to these folks over and over again for more wage cuts and benefit cuts. Instead of calling for true shared sacrifice from, you know, some of the, you know, wealthy corporations and CEOs in this state that have been outsourcing our jobs for well over a decade. And, like I said, it's really just a matter of, you know, we need our elected officials to get their priorities straight instead of continuing to attack working families here in the state.
We had received some information from you, but had seen the newspaper article about our state budget director, John Nixon, spoke to a group in Jackson, and he was quoted as saying at that group, it was the Commerce Chamber of Commerce's Economic Club in Jackson. He was quoted as saying in his remarks, we could have balanced the budget without taxing pensions. That got a reaction from your group.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, it was like, now he tells us, you know, we've been saying for months, that this was, an unnecessary tax hike on our seniors. I mean, you know, I think about people like my grandparents who are, you know, in their 80s, worked hard, have a small pension, and, are struggling to get by. And it actually works out to about a $330 million tax increase overall on seniors' pensions, and for each senior that comes out to about $870 per year. I mean, that's almost $900 seniors won't have, to pay for gas, put food on the table, you know, pay for gifts for their grandkids, things like that. I mean, that's money that's going to come out of our economy and won't be going to our small businesses to create jobs here in Michigan. And so the idea that, you know, the administration's top budget official is now out there, literally the day before the governor put ink on the paper on the budget, and telling folks that the budget could have, in fact, been balanced without taxing pensions, it's frankly offensive. Folks are just sick and tired of these same old, you know, partisan games from politicians who say one thing and do another. I mean, they really want honest government from their elected officials. I mean, they want folks who are going to, put these same old partisan power struggles aside and start working together to rebuild our economy and create jobs to move our state forward.
Further in the remarks that the budget director, John Nixon, made, he basically said, and I'm paraphrasing, we could afford these kind of payments in the past, these pensions and so forth and retiree benefits, but we can't afford them now. What do you say to that? Is it a promise that isn't being kept?
I think part of his point is, their argument all along is that this is an issue of fairness. Well, I mean, the bottom line is we haven't been taxing seniors' pensions, and suddenly we're going to create a whole new tax targeted on seniors' pensions. I mean, these are folks who worked hard their whole lives, you know, played by the rules, paid their taxes, and our tax structure forever hasn't taxed seniors' pensions. By now doing that, you know, we're giving folks an incentive to, you know, move down to Florida and take their money out of the state of Michigan. I mean, it's just the wrong priority to focus on rebuilding our economy. And, to unfairly target, you know, seniors, like I said, who are already struggling in this tough economy, and asking them to foot the bill for this, you know, huge $2 billion tax break for wealthy corporations is just, you know, it's just the wrong way to get our economy back on track. I mean, the fact that we're giving these corporations this $2 billion tax break, you know, with no accountability or expectation of future job growth is just absurd. And, you know, it's the wrong way to get Michigan's economy moving again.
And I ask you this carefully. Is there anything that the Governor Snyder and his administration have done so far that you like, that makes sense to you in moving the state forward?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of folks would certainly say, you know, we were pleased to see that the governor was supporting, job creation efforts via the new bridge in Detroit, the new bridge to Canada. But, you know, it's frustrating that the first sort of real meaningful action that the administration initiated on job growth got put on the shelf by the legislature. And, you know, they basically said they're not going to take any action on the bridge until they get back from this 2-month summer break. And it's just frustrating that, you know, the governor was, you know, when it came to, you know, slashing education and raising taxes on seniors, didn't have any problem pushing his agenda through the legislature. But when it comes to actually, you know, following through on his campaign promises to, you know, focus on job growth, it quickly gets put on the back burner. So, you know, while that was certainly an encouraging sign, you know, we'd certainly like to see some more aggressive steps taken by the administration to make job creation, job number one, as the governor put it in his State of the State earlier this year.
Well, I appreciate very much your time tonight, Zach, and familiarizing folks with the We Are the People Coalition. And I know you're out going door to door with folks to try to get the message out there. So, good luck to you all. And, I think grassroots groups are a good thing. I mean, it keeps everybody on the right track.
Great. Thank you, Cheryl. Have a good one.
Thank you very much. We've been